Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Quiche
Oh, okay. Is that
Meister.
because of the German that we were treated to in one of the episodes this week?
German,
Yeah,
what?
Liesl. Remember Liesl and Brad descended upon Brit. We did most
Oh, yeah, that's
of
right. Okay, sorry. Wow.
that. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I'm just trying out new names for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll look forward to the next one.
So yeah, I as we were just saying, I'm a little quite foggy on what the last couple episodes like. I kind of have today in my head. I'll tell you what my overall impression was is that everybody has a new print dress.
Yeah, exactly. It's like there was a big fire at the print
Yeah.
dress
The
factory.
print like wrap dress style.
Yeah, I and some of them I thought were kind of nice dresses, but they seemed like they were sort of a departure for the characters wearing them. You know what I mean?
Well, I think we have to cease being surprised by Sam's change of wardrobe. Like,
Yeah.
we just need to be like, okay, this is what she's doing now.
But
You
isn't
know?
that kind of like if like you suddenly saw me in a dress? I mean, not that I resemble
I
Sam in
think the
any
last
way,
time I saw you in
except,
a dress was 30 years ago when you were in our wedding. And
yeah,
you
that's
had to then.
you picked it out for me.
Yeah. It
But
was the girliest damn dress I could have
it
picked
was
out for
very
you.
girly. It was very, very
Super
delicate.
girly.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but it just feels like it's still kind of jarring, and I don't know why it's necessary really for Sam to suddenly be like super feminine.
I don't know, but she looks pretty. I mean,
All
and the
right.
hair, don't you think? It's a good look for her. No?
I don't know.
I
I
don't know.
am too.
I'm telling you, I'm still overwhelmed by, I know my TV is not as big as yours,
Oh,
but
yeah. Okay, right. The 42 inches of
yeah,
color.
I mean,
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
when we first got it, we were just sitting around like stoners watching the screensaver. We're like, wow, look at the gorgeous fish, you know, and then it would change to a new thing. We're like, wow.
Oh, that's
And
great.
then the fact that we could watch programs on it, it's just incredible,
Yep. All right. That's great. Your
But
lives have become that much richer.
I know, but so that may be why the dresses really just stood out to me. And
Yeah, I did think Sam's dress was pretty. I just, you know.
Trina was like just stunning in her
That
little
was,
nightgown.
yeah, and that was that. That seemed like the fanciest of all of the dresses,
Yeah,
the one she
so.
had on. Yeah, and certainly she worked it well. My favorite line of the whole three episodes,
Okay.
this is just, I just want to say this before I forget.
Yeah.
Brad is talking to Cody, and Selena comes up and she says, "Who is this?" And Cody says, "Cody, just blowing through." Just like, just
Cody.
crack me up. You know, like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, you don't know who
But
he's messing with there.
no, and I it feels like there's all kinds of like something's afoot, obviously, with Spinelli and his
Yeah,
little
I know
his
what, like,
dating service that he's secretly fronting. I don't know. It
I
just,
don't know. It's
did he
annoying.
want Cody to hook up with Britt? I don't know. I don't
I
know.
don't know the whole thing and the Cody. Like, I don't mean to be mean or anything, but because he's not a bad-looking man,
Right, but he's just like a
and
regular
he's
guy.
he's just like a regular guy. Like, if they wanted somebody to be like, oh my God, like what, you
Yeah,
know. And that's
yeah.
how they're all acting,
Yeah,
like Brad to be like,
exactly.
woo, you know, and it's like,
Exactly.
he
Yeah.
wasn't even really, you know, attractively dressed or anything. He was wearing like a Fruit of the Loom thick
Yeah.
t-shirt or something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's not, it's not like he's charming, you know? He doesn't seem like he's got any real good qualities. He's
No,
just a
and
dude.
he's a grifter,
He's a
obviously, we've seen.
grifter. Yeah.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
think that's what's going to be revealed is that he committed some crime that Dante knows about or something. I don't know. I think there's going to be something criminal.
Yeah, definitely something criminal, but yeah, and I hope Britt knows she can do better than that guy.
Yeah, but I just feel like they miscast this guy. I mean, I don't know where he came from. Is he like a fan favorite from some other soap that, you know?
I think he's a friend of one of the, like, producers of the show, honestly.
Did he win a contest?
Yeah, I think like, so.
Are you serious?
So.
Or?
I'm serious. I saw something about, like, he texted him or something, and next thing you know, he's got a job.
Yeah, well, I just feel like they're playing up this beefcake role.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that. That's not helping.
I don't think that's who he is. And I don't think there's anything wrong with not being the beefcake guy, but it's like, it'd be like casting me as, like, some, like, just sexy goddess that slays everyone when I walk in the room, you know? And I'm like, that just, it's
I'm not
just
laughing
not
at you. I'm laughing because I think, like, that I'm picturing myself in that role too.
Yeah, like if you had to play that role, you'd be like, yeah, like, all right, I'll try. I'll give it a go.
Yeah,
I'm going to wear my black romper.
Speaking of that.
I meant to tell you the bartender tonight where I was working. She was wearing, and quite effectively, a kind of romper thing, like a sleeveless one, but like a one piece, you know.
Don't get any ideas.
Well, I'm just saying, and she's about like our age and our general size, and it looked, you know, it looked summery and nice and comfortable on her, and but she looked fashionable. I think we're gonna go with this at some point.
Okay, well, you've warned, like, America, so.
Like, if we do end up going to one of these fantasy fan events, like, I'm thinking
you're going to dress like that.
Well, I think if we wore matching ones.
Rompers, wow. We would be like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Well, people would remember us.
They sure would, yeah. I wonder what they would say once we left.
Well,
the room.
We don't want to know that.
No. All right. Well, you got a deal. If we do one of those, if we go to one of those, I'll wear a matching outfit.
Yeah. Okay. But not matching men's pants from.
Well, get out of my head, because I was at TJ Maxx earlier today.
Get out of there. It's like grocery. I was grocery shopping at TJ Maxx looking for rotten.
I didn't buy any food there today.
Okay.
I was looking for an outfit because we have like a company meeting next week, and I thought I need
something. Is it on Zoom? So you just need like a top?
No, we have to be there in person.
Oh no.
And I thought, God, I need something that will camouflage the 25 or 30 pounds I've gained since the last company.
The romper,
event.
I'm telling you, the onesie romper.
Well, the women's department was overwhelming, so I had to go to the men's department, and I got a nice linen shirt and some pants that probably are too small. So I'm going to be back to square one, but yeah, I can't do the women's department. There were a lot of prints, a lot of fluffy shirts.
Sure.
You know, they're not enough sleeve for me. I need like a full sleeve.
Oh yeah. I think I've hit the stage in my life where sleeves are.
Yeah.
If there are going to be photos, there need to be sleeves.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of my rule. Like and somebody's always doing a video or a photo now, you know? So
yeah.
It's like, crap, turn that off.
No, I'm going to swat some cameras out of people's hands. Smash
well,
their
good
phones.
Luck with that. I don't
and speaking
know.
Speaking of that though, Gia,
what?
I feel like the whole like Brad video, like shooting Britt in that situation, we knew that was wrong. We knew
a little bit funny. I mean,
well, funny, but like he didn't understand how bad that could have turned out for her. I mean, like in real life, if she were the chief of staff of a hospital and that became like, that went viral.
He did own up to how bad that was. I thought
I feel like he should have known that right from the start.
He
like
should have, but he was drinking.
Yeah. I think that's a sign of his character and how like just sloppy he is.
We know that he's not an upstanding citizen.
But she's supposed to be his best friend. Yeah. You'd think like, with your friends, at least maybe you could be a better person, you know.
I guess not.
Yeah, I thought that was a shitty move on his part.
It was a shitty move, and he just gave in to his impulse, his darker impulse to have some, you know, because it was funny.
Right.
But yeah, it's too bad he didn't have some little Jiminy Cricket on his shoulder to
sacrificing his best friend.
He threw her under the bus.
Yeah, not cool.
Not cool, Brad. Not cool.
No, Brad. Naughty.
You know who else is not cool?
Who's that?
Michael.
Oh, Michael. That I did not see that coming.
Did not see that coming either.
I knew that guy could be, you know, like a double... What is it? What's the word?
Double crossing.
Double crossing,
duplicitous whore.
Or you just whore. But
I totally didn't see that. I liked because once in my goddamn life I like being surprised by
some
plot. Yeah, point.
But I was very glad that Brando like sniffed him out, you know, and he and Dante sort of rode in, even if that played right into Michael's plan, you know. I'm glad, you know.
The other thing that struck me about Dex, and once again this might be the new TV. But he looked like he'd had his eyebrows shaped.
Maybe. He seemed a little bit more like less clean cut than I remembered him in an earlier episode, you know, where he was introducing himself or something.
Yeah.
He looked kind of more like
a little scuzzier.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But his eyebrows had a beautiful arch, and I thought, like, I need to find out. Mine are decidedly more masculine than his.
That's almost like a haiku. His eyebrows had a beautiful arch. but
yeah, I liked that. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I was like, whoa. Totally.
Yeah. But now, like, I feel like Sonny knows that this guy can't be trusted. So it's possible that he'll sort of figure it out, you know?
Yeah, maybe, but wouldn't that be crushing? I just think, I don't know. The repairing that relationship seems.
Yeah, I know. Because Michael's become like really just ugly, you know?
Yeah, it's bringing out the absolute worst elements of him.
Yeah, and what would Willow think about this side?
Right, exactly. I know.
I don't know.
What's to like at this point for her?
Yeah, even like Carly. I think Carly would be very disappointed in him.
Yeah, because as much as she dislikes what Sonny's done and everything, I think she wants to preserve their relationship with their father.
Yeah, she just wants to move on.
You know? Yeah. So, mostly with Drew, it would appear.
Oh, Drew. God.
He's all smiles and dimples with him.
That was a tiresome conversation about her investing in ELQ.
That is tiresome. You know? Yeah. The ELQ stuff is tiresome.
Yeah.
And Michael with Ned with the horse again. Although I did like seeing more of the stable.
I know.
As
you probably
to the
just
layout.
Muted it and watched the horse, didn't you?
No.
I felt like the horse didn't need all that negative energy in his stable.
No, he didn't. And he certainly didn't need that wimpy little horseshoe decoration that Michael bought. Like,
yeah.
That is so lame, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
Even Valentine brought better stuff.
Yeah. But did you notice that there were English saddles and everything? So...
I didn't notice eyebrows. I didn't notice saddles. I don't know what I was watching.
And it cracked me up, like he's brushing the horse and everything, and then the brushes go back in these like ceramic containers, you know, like right, like they have those at stables, you know, you keep all. It's just silly. It's so like just weirdly tidy and like, is it a stable?
Right.
Is it a living room? What's going on here?
Yeah. It's like the fanciest set they have, even fancier than the Quartermain kitchen.
The pony is very docile. I wonder if they've shot him up with something.
Oh, yeah, very docile.
Yeah, and not at all flatulent.
No, not that I was aware of. Yeah. So kudos to you, horse.
Horsey.
Good job.
Yeah, good horsey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we did also have, there was a lot of housekeeping, I guess, because it was that midweek stretch. I would like to once again express my disappointment that we have like Marshall, Curtis,
oh, that storyline,
Stella. You know, I it's easy to forget, you know, like when you move to another day, you can just sort of block it out of your mind.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like that big reveal that he has schizophrenia, like, was really underwhelming. Like, I wanted to hear some good stories about, you know, him having psychotic breaks and, you know, some descriptions or something to warrant this lifetime of telling you that I'm dead. And, you know, I wanted to hear some gritty stuff, details.
Yeah, well, and when the cops, like, took him to a psychiatric facility or something.
What was he doing that
so maybe he's either he's not telling them everything or maybe he's not even aware. I don't know, but it did seem underwhelming, and like
it was underwhelming and just really generic explanation, you know. It's like give us some haunting descriptions of what you've been through.
But he was definitely going for the Demi. Marshall was with
that little, like, well, that was the only time I thought he was mildly effective about I know this is real. I thought I was like, you know that little speech he made.
I do. It made me think we were watching a play.
a little too dramatic.
I mean, I don't know if like people have like exchanges like that, really, you know.
Oh, we do all the time. We speak in haikus, for God's sake.
I know.
No, you're probably right. But I thought he was going to head into the stuff he didn't know, you know, like stuff that wasn't real that he thought was real. And
That's
got to be, like, when you're losing your mind, that has just got to be so terrifying. Even if it's, like, briefly, like, drug-induced, whatever, you know, that's just got to be a terrifying experience.
And he kept, he said a couple of times that he was lucky, right, that you know, he hadn't had any real breaks, but I don't know. And I just I don't really know, like, the dynamic between him and Curtis and Stella now. Like, they all just seem so happy that they're together as a family suddenly. But Curtis still can't let go of, you know, why couldn't you let us help you? You know, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little tiresome. And for all the months of buildup to lead to the, you know, like sitting on that cheap rust-colored couch and, you know.
He's really just like a codger with a tiny clarinet, you know, that he doesn't have anymore. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you bring to the table, dude?
Right. Right, yeah. So there, maybe that means there is something else. If you know, they've invested this much in that character.
Oh, there's going to be like a double whammy somewhere.
Well, the one thing I was thinking was why does he hate Sonny so much?
I thought it was just, he hated him before that, didn't he? I was thinking he hated him because he knew Sonny was on to the drug he was taking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you're right. Yeah. He disliked him long before that. But maybe he knew that Sonny was bipolar, and so he just, you know, was trying to steer clear of any hint of
oh, maybe.
You know.
I
don't know. I'm not sure.
Or maybe.
But yeah, maybe there's still some mob
at some point, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, not that Sonny's revealed, you know.
Yeah, not that Sonny is aware of. Well, anyway, yeah.
But yeah, that was sort of annoying. And what other annoying storylines do we have? So many annoying. I don't know. They were trying to be funny with that Liesl Brad.
They were a weird pair, you know, Brad and Liesl. I couldn't really picture how the two of them would have decided to get together.
Yeah. And it was trying to be funny, but it wasn't being all that funny.
Not all that funny, no. Although, you know, it is, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's always nice to see Liesl now. You know?
I know. Isn't it? Haven't they changed her character a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's pretty funny, and yeah, and you used to hate Ava too, and you probably enjoy seeing Ava more. Yeah.
I know.
And the end of today's episode, it seemed like Ava's
Oh,
figured out
yeah.
that Spencer is
Right.
not really
Whatever
back
he's doing
together
with
with.
Esme is not real.
If he would team up with her, what they could accomplish, but he's such
And
an idiot.
maybe it did seem like they were inching closer to that, and with the trial and everything, coming right up, maybe that will motivate him
Would be the
to
best thing if he,
it would be, because I don't think Esme would ever believe that he would team up
yeah.
with
Yeah. That would be great, wouldn't it? They'd really turn the tables on her.
Yeah, that
And
would be
you can
great.
tell she's about to twist the knife here with Nicholas. That
Oh, God.
statement about "I'll back you if you want to tell Ava about us, I'll be there for you." And it's like, oh yeah, that would be good. That's a good
Oh, and then when
idea.
he said, when he asked her if she needed anything at the pharmacy.
Oh yeah, and I was like, oh yuck, are we headed for that
Oh,
storyline?
God. That
Like,
would
do
be
you need anything
awful.
at the pharmacy? What does that mean? Like a day after pill or something? Is
Yes,
that
I
what
think
he's talking about?
I think so. I don't think it's like Whitman's chocolates. I
It
could
could
be
have just been
wrong.
a like a cleansing product or something. I don't know. I'm not with the today's times of what you'd need at the drugstore
The only thing I can think
after
of
a
is that
day of
morning after
yuckiness.
pill.
Can you just buzz by the drugstore and pick those up? It's not like a
Yeah, I think
doctor's
he
appointment,
can.
or
I think so.
well, not if everybody has their way in this country, it's going to be
Right. Be a little harder, yes. But for now in New York, I believe he can.
I mean, I know that grandparents have the right
To see their grandchildren.
to see their grandchildren, or at least to have a hearing about seeing their grandchildren, but I'm not sure what the day after pill rules are in New York, in the state of New York. Oh, anyway, but yeah, that's going to be a troubling storyline. And I don't know. Do you think Ava and Nicholas have a future after this?
Well, God, we'll see, I guess. I don't know if their relationship will play out before or after it's revealed that Esme has some relationship with Ryan. You know what I mean? Probably they'll
Well,
hang in
either
there.
way, like even if it's revealed that Esme was doing that on Ryan's orders, it just reveals Nicholas as such an idiot.
Right, right. There's, yeah. Hard for him to come back from that misstep. That was so wrong.
But now I can't picture Ava not being at Windermere. Like, I feel like she deserves Windermere.
Yeah, she's the only one who really kind of lives up to Windermere.
Yeah, lives up to having that sort of royal essence or something, you
Yeah,
know?
she's kind of more Cassadine than the Cassadines, really.
Yeah. So I think boot Nicholas out on his butt. Maybe he could go work at Kelly's.
Kelly's, or maybe he could like coach a swim team like Drew.
You know what would be funny is if Ava and Spencer continue to live at Windermere after they team up to get rid of Esme and Nicholas and then become not, they don't have to be lovers, but they just, if they could just,
Be
luxuriate in
pals.
the castle, and
Get room service, like
the
get
lap of
the whole
luxury and just
staff to
live it
be
up,
waiting on them and all that.
and they could just like, oh, can you
Right, right,
believe those
right.
silly fools, like. That would be a good way to go, I think.
That would be a good way to go. Could happen, I guess.
And Nicholas would, maybe grovel and go live with Laura and Kevin.
Live with Laura and Kevin. That would be cute. And Esme would have his baby and she'd be looking all like,
Are we gonna have that storyline?
I really hope not. That's like one of my least favorite
Yeah.
storylines.
It seems so very old-fashioned too. Like it seems like a storyline from the 70s or something. The whole like, oh, the pregnancy scare thing.
Right. Especially since they know she already like went through one of those pregnancy scares before, it's seems like everybody ought to be wrapping it up,
Wrap it up, baby. Yeah. Let's see. What else did we have? What else?
Well, we had scenes at both Volanino's and Pizzullo's.
which is Pizzullo's?
That's Sonny's, like, is it a bar, restaurant?
Who? What scene did we have there?
I think that was
in his, like, office or whatever.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Okay. That's called Pizzullo's?
Something like that, yeah. I was thinking, though, like, when Dex came back and Brando, right? Brando told Sonny where they for Sonny to give him another chance makes me think he is just keeping him around to keep an eye on him.
Well, I hope you're right, but I don't know.
Either, but
I feel like this fill-in Brando is doing a good job because we haven't even remarked that he was a fill-in Brando.
Yeah, I mean, he's close. He's close, I guess. And, you know, Brando wasn't really, I don't know, a super standout kind of character to begin with, right? So maybe the shoes aren't as big. This guy's trying to fill.
What makes him not a standout character?
Well, he's not, like, the hottest guy.
He's a lot hotter than that.
He's at least like, as hot like as Cody.
I feel like he would have filled that bill a lot better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I kind of like Brando. He's very mild.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah, he just seems like he's sort of, like, he's not too much of anything, you know?
Yeah. He's a little tofu, I guess.
A little bit. But, you know, he does seem, you know, Sasha likes him.
Yeah. Sasha, I don't know. I feel like we need to do something with that storyline, too, because she seems, like, permanently stuck in acting like this nervous wreck.
Yeah. And having these situations thrown at her that are always going to be, like, tests of her.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems weird that like public speaking is what's throwing her for the big loop. Like when she was told that they were going to do that live QVC thing or something, whatever.
Right.
And that's what suddenly threw her into a panic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which like, does that have anything to do with losing the baby? Not really. Like, I don't know what her, why would that trigger her so much?
Maybe it is just like the spotlight, you know? Maybe like it's hard enough, I guess, acting like everything's okay around like the people that you know, but maybe, I don't know, in front of the world.
I like their apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those cookies looked very good.
Look good. The frost was eating.
Yeah.
But that wallpaper was bold and I liked it. Again, might just be the new TV. On the old TV, I wouldn't even known there was wallpaper.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. You're seeing like a whole new
It really layer. Is opening up the world to me.
Have you thanked
the
your neighbor?
World of television. Yeah. I have thanked my neighbor, and I'm wondering like what it's like at her place with her even larger TV.
Are you going to stand out beside the window?
I should. I'd be like, Gloria, can I watch tonight?
No, don't do that.
She's this nice little lady in her 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, she may have needed the really big TV for her eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So she could read the text.
Right, right. I should ask her. Maybe she's a General Hospital fan. I don't know.
Yeah, you definitely should ask her.
I don't know. You know, it's kind of one of those things that sometimes people like will say they don't watch stuff
right.
but they secretly
they do,
you know, but
yeah.
it's kind of like they're kind of embarrassed about it. I don't really get that myself.
No, I don't either.
Like, get it out there. Put it on a t-shirt, and then you can meet your people, you know?
Right, that's right. Your tribe, sure.
Your tribe, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think this whole tribe thing everybody's talking about, like, that's why this country's so freaking messed up.
I guess,
there's too many tribal things going on. But, anyway, gosh, these have been a boring couple of days because we're not really like in deep discussion about anybody's behavior or anything.
Yeah, no real cliffhangers yet.
No, except the Dex revelation. That was big.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Ned thing, mildly interesting. Like, I feel his pain.
Yeah.
Because I'm of the age to be put out to pasture. Like, I could see that happening in a,
Yeah.
and I feel like that room with, you know, when we had Ned and Michael and Drew, and, you know, there's so much testosterone flying
Yeah.
around, you know, it was like, ugh,
Yeah.
glad to not be a dude. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know why my friend wants to be a dude so badly that she shops in the men's department. I mean, because,
Ouch.
because of
I
being
was
a
like, oh,
dude
who's
thing.
she talking about? Oh, me.
To me, the being a dude thing, all that posturing and
Yeah,
ugh,
right.
like,
Yeah.
ugh, like,
Yeah.
gosh, that must be rough to have to deal with that. I don't know.
Yeah. And they don't really seem to be able to say anything like more like there's nothing different in that conversation about ELQ or whatever. It's,
No, it's like
you know, it's always the
co-presidents or
same.
who? I don't know. I don't
They don't
even
want to
know.
get into like
Yeah.
the actual like different departments or anything because they don't even know enough about a business to like, you
Yeah.
know, it just seems like if you're gonna like pound us over the head with this storyline, you're gonna have to give us a
Make
little
it a
more.
little more believable about, yeah, like
Yeah.
the other soap that's like all so much business that you're
Yeah,
like,
that
it's
I
a
don't like
business,
that either. When it's like you're watching like a business show or something.
but what is it? Oh, the Young and the Restless, right? That's the
Yeah,
one
they
that.
do a, yeah, there's so
Yeah,
much.
that's all the different companies, and it's all like
Yeah.
cutthroat, and yeah.
Something in between that and what we're doing
Something,
right
yeah,
now.
but right, like it is annoying, like the like Carly's gonna buy shares and all, like give us a little more to work with on that.
Yeah. And honestly, we just can't see Drew as giving a shit about ELQ, right? I mean, he just doesn't seem like he's ever been involved in that stuff. And
No, and is anybody actually ever going to these jobs that
they
they
don't seem to
like?
have
They
to.
don't seem to go to any of
Yeah.
these things. Place, is there an office? Like on The Young and the Restless, they have offices
Yes, they
everywhere.
do.
And
Yeah,
they're always in
I
them.
believe they have offices, but
Have
they
we
don't.
ever seen Michael in his office, like doing business?
Huh. Yeah, it's a good question. Can't picture it right now.
Like,
But
not that that's a, like a scene I really want to see, but
no.
like maybe if I thought he was good at a job or something, I'd be, I don't know. I don't know. Although I do like how like ridiculously unlikable they're making him. Like they're going for it.
Yeah,
Like
they really are.
they
Yeah.
know he's unlikable. I'm sure the writers are reading all the negative feedback. Like I can't think of anybody that's like enjoying Michael right now.
Yeah, and he used to be such a sort of a golden boy, right? I mean,
Yeah,
he used to
yeah.
be
He
like
was
Mr.
everybody's
Decent
sweetheart and yeah,
Fair.
so decent and
Yeah.
yeah.
So yeah,
So
this is an interesting shift.
he's going to the dark side for sure.
Yeah. And I'd like to see a little more of like, I don't know, like a conversation between Sonny and somebody else, like maybe Dante, where they really get into like how this looks and feels, you know, to Sonny. You know what I mean? Like we get a little
Yeah.
of it, but it seems like Sonny could be more interesting right now, I think, because this would be pretty devastating
This
if he,
would be really devastating,
yeah.
yeah. And it seemed Dante lately would he'd be the one to handle a conversation
Yeah,
like that. Like
right.
I like that. I can't remember what Michael said to Dante, but it was something like I can't what it was. They were having a conversation
Yeah.
and Michael was kind of basically said something like mind your own business
Yeah,
to
it doesn't
Dante.
concern you, right?
Oh,
I
right,
think.
yeah. And Dante was like, what? You know, I was
Yeah.
glad he like called him out
Yeah.
on it, you know,
Yeah. Uh-huh.
just
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like somebody needs to take Michael aside and yeah, put him in Sonny's shoes or I don't know. But I guess they're gonna ride it all the way to
Yeah,
the
I think so. Yeah, till
ugly
maybe
end,
Michael
whatever.
like starts to see like what he's set in motion, or he's gonna reveal that, you know, it's gonna be revealed that he has a walnut-sized brain tumor.
Yeah, those like do really affect you.
I imagine they would. Yeah.
Mine's just lentil sized at the moment.
Lentils, yeah,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I imagine you have several lentil-sized
Yeah,
tumors.
so it just makes me make sort of bad food choices at this point. But the walnut size, walnut and beyond, yeah, I mean,
Yeah, that's that
then you're
has an
getting into
impact.
Franco territory, but
Exactly, Gia. Yes.
yeah. We didn't get any more Elizabeth story in the past.
No, we haven't seen Maxie much lately. So.
No Maxie. It was just kind of a couple of placeholder days, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
More stuff at the pool and like shoving Cody down your throat kind of thing. Like,
yeah, like where you're gonna like this guy.
Yeah, everybody thinks he's fun, kind of feeling. Like, that's a feeling I get, is that, everybody's going to like this guy. He's like, he's a barrel full of monkeys or something.
Yeah, he just seems like kind of an ass. But anywho.
Yeah, anywho. Well.
All right, dear.
I don't know what else to cover. Did you see the sad real life news?
Yeah, about Felicia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
very sad.
Oh, God. Can't imagine.
Yeah, I know. Very sad.
But that's. Yeah, it made me think, like, well, think she'll stay on the show? It would be so devastating.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We do love our Felicia.
Yeah, so hearts go out to them. Yep. That's awful, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, well, I think we've been terribly dull today. I'm sorry, audience.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. No hilarity ensued.
No, just picturing you, like, strutting out around the pool at the Metro Court as, like, the ingenue.
The sex goddess. Like,
I would turn my heel and you would hear, like, my bones snap, you know.
It would be funny, though, to cast somebody that, like, unlikely that would happen, but to have so much sex appeal that people just can't look away. It's not quite that bad with the Cody character, but just right. Another little miscast, I feel
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You could see him as a comic character, possibly.
Right.
But the hunky thing wasn't working for me.
No, not quite. Oh, well.
Oh well, okay. Well, we'll hope for a cliffhanger tomorrow, more exciting to talk about.
We'll check in again next week.
Okay.
All right, Gia. You have a good night.
All right. Well, have a lovely evening. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.